The book of Proverbs we normally save for moment by moment, and we look at one piece here and one piece there. I want you to know that the first eight chapters of the book of Proverbs talks about this one lady. Very particular. Talks about this one lady, very important to know. And this lady is called Wisdom. And if you read all the way through chapter 8, towards the end of the chapter, you find out that Wisdom says, I was the first thing that was created before God created the heavens and the earth. Wisdom was the first thing. And I don't know about you, but this world seems as though to me that it needs some good wisdom. What do you think? It seems as though people are not using wisdom and not understanding what wisdom is saying. So I want you to listen to this passage, because in this passage, in the first three verses, there's a call out to pay attention. And then from verse 4 to verse 11 is wisdom speaking herself. Verse 4 to verse 11 is wisdom speaking herself. So listen to these words. Does not wisdom call out? Does not understanding raise her voice? At the highest point along the way where the paths meet, she takes her stand. Beside the gate leading into the city, at the entrance, she cries out. To you, O people, I call out. I raise my voice to all mankind. You who are simple, gain prudence. You who are foolish, set your hearts on it. Listen, for I have trustworthy things to say. I open my lips to speak what is right. My mouth speaks what is true. For my lips detest wickedness. All the words of my mouth are just. None of them is perverse, or none of them is crooked or perverse. To the discerning, all of them are right. They are upright to those who have found knowledge. Choose my instruction instead of silver, knowledge rather than choice gold. For wisdom is more precious than rubies. And nothing you desire can compare with her. You see, wisdom is set up in our scriptures as a woman who is standing out and calling out to people to listen. Wisdom is calling out and saying, I have the words that are right. I have the words that are true. I have the words that will help you. Will you not listen to these words? It just makes good sense, doesn't it, to listen to wisdom? Sometimes we're fortunate enough to know some folks that have some incredible wisdom. And when they share it, we really need to stop and listen. But the exciting thing is that God wants to give each and every one of us wisdom. In the very first chapter of James, James writes these words. He says, those of you that lack wisdom, ask God, and He will give it. You see, all we've got to do is ask. All we've got to do is ask and listen. All we've got to do is ask and listen and process these words. Because wisdom is calling out to us to listen and take heed. Wisdom is calling out to us to listen and take heed. I don't have to read many pages of the newspaper or watch many minutes of the news on TV to find out this world has very little wisdom, to find out this world is not willing to stop and listen, that this world is not willing to heed what Lady Wisdom is trying to tell us. It's very easy to see that, isn't it? We see it each and every day, no matter what goes on. And we wonder at what point in time will people just stop and listen. It seems today that everybody's going their own way. And everybody has decided already that, you know what? Wisdom is what I make it for this moment. And the wisdom for me may not be the same wisdom for you. The truth for me may not be the same truth for you. And nobody seems to be listening to the wisdom we get from Scripture. God is not a God that's up in heaven going, don't do this, don't do that, don't do that, don't do that. Don't have any fun. That's not the God that's up in heaven that I know. The God that I know up in heaven says, don't do these things because it will harm you if you do, or it will harm someone you love. Do these things instead. Here's the boundary. I mean, with kids, don't we do that? Here's the boundary. Stay with inside this boundary and things will go well for you. Get out in the street and things will not go well for you. For my grandmother, it was get your feet wet in the lake and things will not go well for you. Climb that tree and things will not go well for you. Take grandpa's rocks from the driveway and throw them in the lake and things will not go well for you. We don't have rocks at the beach. You have to buy them. We got sand. So you throw grandpa's rocks in the river or in the lake and they're wonderful until you get caught. You see, there's some wisdom that we need to have and we need to be listening to. Does the church need to be listening to wisdom? Yes. What is wisdom? Wisdom is to take knowledge and to apply it to our current situation. Wisdom is to take knowledge and to apply it to our current situation. That's what wisdom is. Okay? It's not just knowledge. It's not just knowing the right things. It's not just knowing the facts. It's knowing how do I apply them in the current situation in which I find myself. The truths that God brings from the Scripture to us, how do I use that in my everyday life? In the process of using it, that is wisdom. How do I interact with other people? How do I help people that are down and out? That's wisdom. Wisdom is the application of the knowledge that we learn from Scripture. You see, I've met folks that know the Bible from front to back, but they've got no wisdom. They have no idea how to use it. They can quote Scripture. They can tell me where things are found in the Bible, but they don't know how to use it. It doesn't do you any good just to know it. That's why when I do Bible studies and when I think about Bible study, I think about it's always got to end up on, so what? This is a good story about the Good Samaritan. So what? It's a wonderful story, isn't it? What am I going to do with what I learned from that story? That's wisdom. What am I going to change about myself? What am I going to allow to mold, God to mold and to make different about who I am once I read that story? Because if I still go out and be the rabbi or the priest who passes by the hurting man, I haven't learned anything from the story. The knowledge of the story is no good because I haven't applied it. Wisdom is important. Now, the application of knowledge to our situation may look different than how others apply it. The application of the knowledge to our situation may look different than how others apply it. We may need to reach out in a different way. I know from my time in Kenya, you don't reach out there the same way you reach out here. Is it the same truth? Is it the same knowledge? Yes. But applying it to the situation may be something different. That's why it's so important to listen to what wisdom has to say to us. Because wisdom speaks to us, and wisdom says, this is what you need to be about. And wisdom gives us some insight to know how to do that. One of the examples for me that I learned a long time ago came from when I took Experience in God. And I know some of you here at this church have studied through that with Henry Blackaby. And Henry Blackaby talks about how wisdom spoke to him in the church that he was serving in Canada. You see, a number of nurses and doctors joined their church. And they continued to join the church. And the overarching thing that happened was nurses and doctors were joining their church. And Henry sat back and Henry said, what is going on here? Why is this happening? Why is this happening? What is wisdom trying to say into the midst of this situation? And as he sat back and looked at it, he said, maybe God is asking us to be involved somehow in the medical field as a church. And they started doing medical missions, and that church exploded. It busted out at the seams. That's what God was asking them to do. That's where God was asking them to be involved. And it's by taking that knowledge and that understanding and knowing that God wants you to be involved in the world to reach out to the lost. And they said, you know what? Let's do it this way. And the church expanded incredibly. Love given in one particular way. Was that love any different than love would be given in any other way, as we did with the children at VPS this week? No. It's the same love, isn't it? But wisdom gave them a different application of that love and how they reached out with that love, and it made a difference. You see, when we do that, it doesn't change the truth which wisdom brings us. It just changes the application. It does not change the truth that wisdom brings us. Now, those of you that were here a couple of years ago when we did the five love languages, is love love? I mean, you reach out with love to other people, right? But we learned as we studied the five love languages that different people understand love in different ways. The greatest way that my wife understands love is just to spend time with her. If I spend time doing what she wants to do and being involved in what she thinks is important, not that I don't think it's important, Don't misunderstand me here. Don't get me in trouble by going and talking to her now. She's sitting right over there. She's listening to what I'm saying. You don't have to report on me. If I spend time with her just doing something, she feels loved. Now, some people feel loved when they're given a gift, right? Some people feel love when words of affirmation are given to them. Is it all the same love? Yes. But sometimes wisdom comes to us and wisdom says, here's how you use love in this case. Here's how you reach out with love in this case. And I'm going to tell you what, those of you that have never studied the five love languages of love by Gary Chapman, I'd make it a point that you do. My wife and I were married over 30 years before we studied it, or almost 30 years the first time we saw it. And it transformed our marriage to a much, much higher and better level. Not that we didn't love each other before. Not that we didn't express that as wisdom called us to express that, but it went to a completely different higher level after we studied the five love languages. That's wisdom. Wisdom calling out, and Gary Chapman put that together in a way that we could understand it. If you haven't done it, we've got a copy here at the church, and you can watch the DVDs. It's very, very simple. It's incredibly simple. And it makes a world of difference. That's wisdom coming to us and saying, use your love in this way. And I truly believe that God asks some churches to use the application of what they're trying to do in different ways. To reach out to different sections of the community. Because everybody needs love. And I guess what I'm asking is, how is wisdom speaking to us? Are we listening? You see, because when we listen to wisdom, it does not change the truth which wisdom brings us. It just changes the application. How do we apply it? How do we reach that out with that word? How do we bring that to people? As a follower of Jesus Christ, we need to listen to the word wisdom brings us and then apply it. I've spent the last 3 years here with you, and as I've done that, I've looked and I've tried to discern, what is God bringing to us? Who is God bringing to us on a continual basis? Who is God opening the doors to on a continual basis? Is that not wisdom saying, here's where I want you to act? Here's where I want you to reach out? Here's what I want you to do? Here's where I want you to express love? So I ask, are we listening to wisdom? Are we listening to what wisdom is sharing with us? Or are we trying to go off in another direction? Because if we try to go off in another direction, we're doing it on our own, not with God's power. If wisdom says, here's where I want you to be involved, if God opens the doors in this area, is that not the area that God wants us to do ministry? Is that not where God wants us to love? And that really comes from my concept and my understanding, as I've studied Scripture for a number of years, that God does not want us all to look identical. How boring would that be? How boring would that be if we were all exactly the same? How boring would that be? How boring would it be? I'm sorry, but listen. How boring would it be if every church was identical and did everything exactly the same way? One of the reasons we have different denominations and different churches is because it reaches different people in different ways. And they come to know God's love, and that's where wisdom has led people in different ways to reach out in different ways. The same truth, the same love. It doesn't change that Jesus Christ is our Savior and Lord. So what I'm asking for us to do is, are we listening to wisdom? Are we willing to listen to wisdom? Or are we trying to design things to look like everybody else? How are we doing this? Are we hearing what wisdom is saying to us? Because as I've looked, I think wisdom is saying something different than what I hear sometimes from the congregation. The congregation is saying, we need to do this, we need to do this, we need to do this. And I think through wisdom, God's saying, here's what I want you to do as a church. Here's where I want you to reach out as a church. Here's where I want you to be. And if you will follow the path of wisdom, you'll grow right out of the seams of this church. Because God's in that. God is working in that way. So I just ask, and I want to put it out there for you, are we as a church willing to listen to what wisdom has to say for our situation? Are we willing to listen to what wisdom has to say for our situation? And are we willing to apply that wisdom here? Are we willing to listen? One of the things that I've noticed over the past 3 years is we've had 15 to 20 people join the church. And to my knowledge, not a one of those families has a child. What's God saying to us? How is God speaking to us? How are we helping those people who have come to join the church? I believe that wisdom is already speaking. Are we willing to apply the wisdom to our situation? Let's pray. Lord, we come to you because we know you speak. We come to you because we know that you're a God who cares so deeply about us using your wisdom and your love to reach out into this community. And Lord, you've spoken, I believe, in a very firm way. And I just pray that you would help us to know how to apply what wisdom is saying to us. Instead of trying to design ourselves to look like every other church, may we truly see the wisdom you have for us as a community of believers on this street corner. In Christ's name we pray. Amen.